Omalei Rav Lezer ben Yaakov l'Rav Loza Chasmoy, he answered him back, v'chi ma hano yesh loy bo, what hano do you have? So how could you say Yechai you're feeding this chometz on Pesach? Omalei Rav Loza Chasmoy l'Rav Loza ben Yaakov, v'chi ma hano yesh loy loichol truma t'meyo, b'shay yimoy sashono. Like, why is eating chometz on Pesach worse than if Yisrael eats truma that's t'meyo? So Kain also can't eat it. Still you see Yechai. Shemeshalim, omalei yinsa back, there's a big difference. Lo yom amarte b'truma t'meyo, if you ask tam truma that's t'mey, b'shay yimoy sashono the rest of the year, sh'af opi shein le bohet rachila. True, a Kain is not allowed to eat a truma if it's t'meyo. But we say in the old time, it's mutabah no. The coin is allowed to take it and use it to burn, to heat up his oven. So yom abizu, ma'ashekin here, this chometz on Pesach, this truma, shein loy bo loy heter achila, you're not allowed to eat the chometz on Pesach, loy heter asoka. You have no right, it's asabah no, you can't burn it either. So why do you say that Yisrael that eats it has to pay back the coin, Karen v'chaymish, he didn't steal anything from him. Omar loy, Rav Loza Chasmoy answered back, no. Af bezu yesh loy boheter asoka. No, even chometz on Pesach is mutabah no. If Rav Loza Chasmoy holds, like Rav Yosef Lili Shita, that you're allowed to burn chometz on Pesach. Shimrotza koin, meritz lefnei cowboy, he's allowed to give it to his dog to eat. Has he also like Rav Yosef Aglili, chometz is mutter b'hanor on Pesach, you're allowed to let your dog eat it. Oy masik otachas tafshiloy, or else you could burn it, and with the heat that comes out of it, you'll heat up your oven. That's Rav Loza Chasmoy's halacha. Has he also chometz is mutter b'hanor. Now, Omer Abaye says like this. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that's his last man v'yoma, that holds that if you eat chametz, you're potter from paying back. Reb Yakiva, Reb Yechina ben Nuri, Kula Svirlu, they all hold chametz for Pesach osa bano. They all hold chametz for Pesach is alocha, it's osa bano. Ovo pligi, so what was the machlokes before between Reb Yakiva and Reb Yechina ben Nuri? That Reb Yakiva said if you eat the chametz on Pesach, you're potter from paying back. And Reb Yechina ben Nuri said you're chayiv to pay back. Aye, if Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds that chometz on Pesach is osur banor, so why if he eats his truma now that's chometz, why do you have to pay back? What was the machlokes? Of all pligi, this is the machlokes. If you have a kivus sovam lefi damim mishalim, the locher reads if you eat truma, the reason why you have to pay is because you wamafsid the coin. You took some value away from the coin. Now chometz on Pesach has no value at all. It's osur banor. Therefore you potter. If you eat truma that's chometz on Pesach, you potter from paying the coin. We have Yechon ben Nuri Sovar, the first sad, lefei midah mishalim. He holds no that this chiddush of yid truma b'shegig, that the new chiyuv tashlumim that the Torah says you have to b'dafka pay back peiros. What's the pshat in paying back dafka peiros fruit? You can't pay back money because it's not a chiyuv to pay back the value, but it's a chiyuv to pay back the amount. If you ate a pound of chometz, the locher is you have to pay back a pound of chometz, even though it's not worth a penny. So what? The locher is lefei midah mishalim. That's Reb Yechonim ben Nuri Shita. So that's what Abai is telling us. For the Gemara Pshita, Avadaras Pshat, that's what we learned before also. What's Abai's Chiddush here? That was the Machlokes before between Reb Akiva and Reb Yechonim ben Nuri. The Gemara says like this, Ma'adotem, I would think, Reb Yechonim ben Nuri namik Reb Akiva Sirilei. Maybe no. Maybe everybody holds, really it's lefi domim mishalim. Reb Yechonim ben Nuri also holds, when you eat truma, you have to pay back the value that you ate. And the kasher is, if you ate chometz on Pesach, the truma, why does Rabbi Yechon say you have to pay back? It has no value. You're telling me now it's osur banor. Maybe no. The yom lefi damim mishalim, he really holds lefi damim, how much it's worth. So why do you have to pay back chometz on Pesach? It's not worth anything. I'll tell you, v'yosam ha'in netayno, the kamechayiv, mishum desov our law, k'rab yoyis yaglili. Maybe Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri also holds like Rabbi yoyis yaglili, that chometz is mutar banor in Pesach. So really everybody holds that the chiyuv tashlumim, if you eat truma b'shoigeg, is lefi damim, how much it's worth. Now, why are you chayim? Because the elder Reb Yosef Aglili shiton, that chometz is mutar banor, so it has some value to the kohen, so you're stealing this value from the kohen, that's why you have to pay back. The yomar that Reb Yosef Aglili holds, chometz of Pesach is mutar banor. Kamash v'lon, so Abaye is telling us not like that, that you should know Reb Yechonim ben Nuri holds, chometz on Pesach is osur banor. And the only reason why he says you chayit to pay back, because he owes lefi midah mishalim, lefi the amount that you ate, that's the chiyuv to pay back. You ate a pound of apples, you have to pay back a pound of apples to the kohen, and add a fifth to it. So even though you ate chametz, a pound of bread on Pesach, even though it's not worth a penny, so what? The chiv is to pay back another pound of chametz to the kohen. That's Pshat Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Fred Gemara, how do Rabbi know to say this? V'yeim hochinami. Maybe it's like a true dehavamina. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds lefi domem mishalim, and he holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that chametz is mutar bano. What's your right? He holds lefi midom. And the Gemara came, if Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri really holds that it's mutar bano, why didn't the answer back to Rabbi Kiva, nahad le Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri should have answered back Rabbi Kiva, the one that's arguing on him, ki hechi, the same way, to mahadale Rabbi Lezer chasmo, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Just like Rabbi Lezer chasmo, he answered back to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov and said what? He says, yes, miyakasho, is chametz worth anything? He answered back, yes. The kohen could take it, or maritza lefi kalvoy, or imasik l'tachas tafshilo. He said, sure. The kohen could take this chametz on Pesach and give it to his dog teeth, or he could give it to burn. So that was Rabbi Lezer chasmo's answer, because he holds clearly chametz is mutzav anon. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri also holds like this, why didn't he answer this way? Since Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri didn't answer back this raya, it's raya he holds no, that chametz is taka osa banor in Pesach. Now, the reason why he holds yechayev to pay back keren v'chaymish, because he holds the fee midu mishalim. Like that, that the first start of the chakira. That the chiyev tashlumim is a new type of a chiyev. You pay back the fee midu. You took a pound, you have to give back a pound. That's the chiyev.
Yeah. So why do you pay
back
the whole
Karen?
You only pay for the
sucker.
And Achlamis, what do you pay back?
Yeah, the Karen means how much it's worth. What is it worth? It means the worth means. Yeah, right. The worth means how much it's worth, how much a crank can sell it for. What can he sell it for? Only the value of that no. That's what he can sell it for, right. Karen means how much anoy he gets from it. So, kids, so we're coming out from a chokas anoy. Our first chakira. When ye truma b'shaygi, do you pay back the femida or the fee domim? It's a machlokes tanoim. Tana rabbonim, hoichel kizayis truma. If some of Yisrael eats the kizayis of truma, you're not allowed to. But b'shaygi ye the kizayis truma. The locher is mishalan keren v'chaymish. If you ate the b'shaygi, you didn't realize it was truma, or you forgot it's also tea truma. The locher is you have to pay back the keren v'chaymish, even if you only ate the kizayis. Abishoyel oimer. He holds no. It's not enough that you ate a kizayis. You have to eat a shava pruta. It has to be worth a pruta. That's like the smallest coin they had at that time. It has to at least be the value of a pruta. If it's not the value of a pruta, you potter. And posh is the opposite way also. If once it has the value of a pruta, even though it's not even a kizayis, you'd also be chayav according to Abishrael. It's not totally in the sheer achil of a kizayis. It's totally in the shavius that it's worth a pruta. So Mar explains the machloikis. My time of the Tanakama, what's the Pshat of the Tanakama that he holds? It's totally in the Kizayis. Omakro, the Posik says, the ish ki yoichal kodesh bishkogam. If a person eats truma b'shoigeg, he has to pay back. So the Posik says yoichal eating, and the klal always is the achilo b'kizayis. Whenever the Torah says something about eating it, you have to at least eat a kizayis. Olive size of that food, that's called an achilo. Like by matzah, you makayim the mitzvah matzah, you eat a kizayis of the matzah. When the Torah says loshen achila, any issu the Torah says not eat it. When the Torah says loshen achila, you're only over the averim if you eat a kizayis. Less than the kizayis is only a chatzi shir. Here the pasuk says achila. Therefore, the tashlumim is only with the shir of an achila, of which is a kizayis. V'abishoyel, what's abishoyel's pshat? V'abishoyel my timer. Or makro, the end of the pasuk says v'nosan. The post says, if you eat the truma, you have to give back the kodesh to the kohen. It says, v'nosan. V'yei nesina pochot m'shava pruta. On nesina, when you give something, a giving has to at least be the value of a shava pruta. If it's not worth a pruta, that's not called a maisa nesina. Nesina means I'm giving you like a matana here. I'm giving you a payment back. A payment means at least the value of a shava pruta. If it's not worth a shava pruta, it's not called a tashlumin. That's Abishol's diik. Vidach, Fredemora, Abishol, Haksiv Yoichal, I Gefrata says the word Achila also. So you should have to, but after have the Kizayis. Why is it enough to have a Shava Prutum? The Torah says Lashon Achila. And the Gemara, it's a Diyak. Hi, Ahu, Prat Lamazik, Kudi Yasa. The reason why the Torah says Kiyoichal, like we had before, if you're only Mazik Truma, you're Potter. Let's say you take Truma B'Shoigig. You don't realize it's Truma. And you throw it into the oven to have anor from it. You mazik it. In such a case, you potter from the keren and chaymish. Or you potter from the chaymish. You have to pay like a regular gazlin. But the Chiddush we say, if you take Truma B'Shoigig, that you have to pay back a Chaimish, an extra fifth, that's only Kiyoichel, if you eat the Truma. Like we had before, either eat it, or else drink it, or else rub yourself with it. You smear the oil on your body. But if you mazik it, that's called like a regular mazik, you're potter from Chaimish. That's what the Pasuk says, Kiyoichel. But how much do you have to eat to be mechayet to pay back the Chaimish? A Shava Pruta. The Tanakama, Ayoksiv Benosan, why does the Tanakama say it's enough of either Kizayas? Either the Pasuk says Benosan, which usually means Asheva Pruta. Haumi Boilei, Lidova Royal Lias Kaidish. The Pasuk says Benosan means that if you eat Shruma, we're saying now the Chiv is to pay back the same thing you ate and make what you ate now into Shruma. Like if you ate a pound of apples, you have to give back apples and these apples become Shruma. Pratli Oichel Trumas Chamza Pesach. He holds like we have before the drasha, according to Reb Loza ben Yaakov, that if you eat truma, which is chametz on Pesach, you're potter from tashlumin, because the pasuk says v'nosam, you have to give back something that can also become truma, and chametz on Pesach can't become truma like we had before. The exact reason we'll see later on why not, but you can't make chametz on Pesach into truma. So therefore, if you eat chametz, which is truma ready on Pesach, you're potter from paying back the tashlumim of a chaimish. Because you can't make your benosan, your tashlumim, into truma. So this is the machlokes Tanakama and Abba Shoyal. How much truma do you have to eat to be mechayev yourself to pay back a chaimish? Tana Rabbanan, right, it says, Hoichel truma pachos mikazayas. If somebody eats truma less than a shear of a kazayas, is alocha mishalem es a keren. You only pay back keren, that's all, like a regular gazlin. But you potter from a chaimish. So this comes out very good, like the Tanakhama before. Now since the Pasuk says here, ki yoichal, ish ki yoichal, you only chayiv if you eat the kezayis, that's when you have a chiyuv to pay back this extra chaimish. But if you don't need a kezayis, you potter from paying back the chaimish. But the keren you have to pay back, which is like a regular gazlin. So if you eat a pachas mi kezayis, the keren you have to pay back, but not the chaimish. So the Gemara Hechidami, how are we talking about? If in this chatzi kizayis, this half of an olive, it's not worth a shavaprutam, keren amulon neshalim. That's always the klal. If you steal something worth less than a shavaprutam, you put it from paying back. Because we always say pachos and shavapruta has no din tashlumin. It blives like a mechila. So if what you ate is worth less than a shavaprutam, pshita, there's no chiyuv to pay. So why does it say you have to pay back the keren at least? Elamai. Vidius be shavaprutam, if it has the value of a shavaprutam, the chura chaimish namun leshalim. You should have to pay back a fifth also. Like once it's worth a shavaprutam, so that's called the choshev achil already. Why don't you have to pay back a fifth also? So Murray answers Poshit. Liyoylam diish be shavaprutam. I'll tell you what has a shavaprutam's worth. And that's why you have to pay back the keren. You stole something from the kohen. You ate his shavaprutam's worth of truma. So you have to pay it back. Even so, kivon the less be kezayis, since you did not eat the size of the kezayis, mishalem es hakeren, v'einoy mishalem es hachoymish. You don't have to pay back the choymish. Hey, zechur, this goes like the Tanakhama, that when is there a chiddush, that if you eat shruma b'shoigig, you have to pay back an extra fifth? Only like the pasuk says, v'ish kiyoicham, if you eat the size of a kezayis, an olive, at least the size of an olive. If you eat less than the size of an olive, you're potter from paying back the choymish. So even though it's worth a shavapruta, like Rashi says, b'shnei b'tzoris, if there's a famine, there's not too much food around. So maybe even for a small size of food, it's worth a shavapruta. So you stole something worth money, you have to pay back the shavapruta. But the chaimish you potter from, because you did not eat the size of a kezayis. That's what this brisa says. Is Amru Rabbanan came with Rapapa. The Rabbanan told over this brisa to Rapapa. So they told over to Rapapa like this. Ho, the loy kabashoil. The chur of this brisa goes not like Abishoil. Push it. The kabashoil, because if it's like Abishoil, Homer Abishoil before said, Kivan shiesh b'shevapruto, once you eat truma b'shegi, that's worth a shevapruto, afagad lesbe kezayis, the chur meant to say, even though you did not eat the size of the kezayis, still, you're chayat to pay back the chaymish. Abishoil said, the ikur is totally in v'nosan, avi you have a shevapruto's worth, you have to pay back the chaymish. So why does the Braisa say here, if you ate a shavaprut is worth, if it's less than the kezayis, you put it from the chaimish, the chur, that's not like Abishoyel. That's what the Rabbanan told in front of Rapapa. Omalu Rapopo. Rapopo answered back, no. I'll tell you this price, it can even go according to Abishoyim. I'll feel tame Abishoyim, even if it goes according to Abishoyim. Abishoyim, Tati boy. I'll tell you, Abishoyim was a big machmer. He held you need two things. What does two things mean? It had to be a shava prut, is worth, and it also has to be a kezayis. That's what Abishoyim meant to say. He meant to say, a shava prut, not that that alone is enough. Havad Abishoyim is also asking, we need a shir achilam, a kezayis. Just if you have the kezayis, that's not enough, unless you also have a shava prut. That's Abishoyim's pshat. So now this price comes out good, according to him also. Here, where you do not eat the kezayis, you put it from the chonish. For the Gemara, is this true? Oh, me boy Abishol Tati, is it true that Abishol holds you need two things? For your Tanan, we learned. Abishol loim, Abishol said like this. Eshayesh boy shava pruta chayi b'tashlumin. If you ate a shava pruta is worth, you shnoi chayi b'tashlumin. But Tanan, Abishol loim, Eshayesh boy shava pruta. If you ate truma b'shoigig, or Yisrael ate truma b'shoigig, and there was a shava pruta is worth of it, you shnoi chayi b'tashlumin. Eshayin boy shava pruta. Let's say it's not worth a shava pruta. Einoi chayiv b'tashlumim. Your potter from the tashlum means the chaymish. You only have a chayiv chaymish if you eat a shava pruta's worth. Omru loy, techom answer back to Abishoyim. Loy omru shava pruta. There's only yaloch that you have to eat a shava pruta. El linyin mila, bovad. Linyin mila means when you're nether from Hegdish. If you have something that belongs to Hegdish, halacha is there, it's also to have hanoch from it, to have enjoyment from it. If you take a Hegdish's hammer and you start banging, using it, you're over the Issa Mila, and then you have to bring a Korban Mila. How much Hanor do you have to have from Hegdish to be over the Issa Mila? You have to have a Shava Pruta's worth of Hanor. That's when there's such a lach of a Shava Pruta. Avul Truma. But when you come to eating Truma, of a Yisrael eats Beshoigay Truma from a Koyin, ain't a Chayiv, Achiyiyah boy Kezayis. You only Chayiv eat a Kezayis. If you eat less than the Kezayis, you're Potter. So that's what the Chum answered back to Abishoyim. Now, if you're going to tell me that Abishoyim holds you need two things, you need a Shava Pruta and a Kezayis, Kivan Sheish by Kezayis mi Boilei. The Chum should have tied it back to Abishoyim like this. Not the Lashon is up until you have a Kezayis, but you tell me Abishoyim also holds you need a Kezayis. They should have just said back, all you need is just a Kezayis. But you don't need the second Tanai of a Shava Pruta. It's enough that you eat a Kezayis. As long as you eat a kezayis of truma, you have to pay back a chaymish. What did they say back? That they said back, achi yubot kezayis. It's to yufta. Smash maklo to yufta. The Abishol holds, all you need is just a shava pruta. Even though it's not the shear of a kezayis, as long as eating a shava pruta is worth, for that alone, you have to pay back a chaymish. And this chacham argues and say, no. If it's only a shava pruta, but not a kezayis, you put it from the chaymish. So it's not like Rapapa. So the more of Rapapa had a bay. Even Rapapa was also chayzer from what he said. The Tanya we learn like this. The pasuk says v'chato bishkago. If somebody was v'chato bishkago is going on mila. If somebody had a no from Hegdish, v'chato bishkago. If you have a no from Hegdish b'shoigeg, that's when you chay to being a korban. Is pratlamated. If you took a no, you took enjoyment from Hegdish b'mezid, then you potter from a korban. For the more of Allah dinu, the chur tzakav b'chayma. What do I need a pasuk for tzakav b'chayma? O ma'asha mitzvus, madach oda averus, shechayiv ben koris. If yit l'mashul chaylev or yit dam, yit chaylev b'shoyge b'meizid yichayiv koris. If yit chaylev b'meizid, potter ben esa meizid. If you eat chaylev b'meizid, you potter from a korban. A korban is only if yit b'shoyge. If yit chaylev b'shoyge, you have to bring a chatis. If you do b'mezid, you put it from a korban. Namaduch chaylev. If you do b'mezid, it's a chiyuv koris. Still, you put it from a korban. Mila. If you moil the hegdish, you have anor from hegdish. Shein by koris. Even if you do it b'mezid, there's no chiyuv koris. There's only a mitzvah b'dei shemayim. Ein adin shepotu as a mezid. Avad and avad, you put it from a korban. Heis maduch we a chiyuv koris. There's a stronger chiyuv. If you do it the mezid, you put it from korban. If you do mila, which is only a chiyuv mitzvah b'dei shemayim, less of a chiyuv, pshiti you put it from a korban. So what do I need a pasuk for? Then the bride says no. Lo yimamarta, maybe not like that. I'll tell you, b'shar mitzvahs shekein l'chayiv ben misa. I'll tell you maybe no. Only other mitzvahs like chaylev that you don't have a chiyuv mitzvah b'dei shemayim. That's why the mezid you put it from a korban. To yama b'mila, ma'ashen kein b'mila, where you know from hegdish. Shechayiv bo misa, if you If you do it the mezid, you take hanof from hegdish, you chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, maybe you are chayiv a korban also. Talmud loyme b'shkoga. That's why the pasuk has to say v'chota b'shkoga. When you have to bring a korban mila, only if you take hanof from hegdish b'shoigig. Prat le mezid. That's what the b'raisa says. Now v'yomolei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok the Rav Chiya Barabin. Hi Tana, what's shan this Tana? It's of course a modern Tana. Mikoro alimalei koris. At first the old the chiyav koris is a stronger chiyav. He said, that's the Kaaba Chayma. Mada Chiyah, there's no Chiyah Chorus. Other mitzvahs, that there is the Chiyah Chorus, you put it from the Korban, Chitiyah, you also put it from the Korban. Well, the Psoif, at the end, he said, no. Ali Malay Misa, at the end, he was Malam Misa, but they Shemayim. So, Chur, he had Chazor in between us, a Bissam Modna. The Yom Malay answered back, no. Hochi Koma, this is what the Tana meant. Loyim Amarta, not only Bisham mitzvahs, Shekein Loichayi Ben Misa, Bepochus Mikazayas. Any other Avera. If you eat pochus mikazayis, you potter from mitzah. If you eat chela b'mezid, you only chayiv chorus if you eat a shir, a kazayis. Less than kazayis, you potter. Tiyama b'mila, mashenkein b'mila, shechayiv b'misa b'pochus mikazayis. If you nener from mila, if you have a no from hegdish, even less than a kazayis, still you chayiv. That's the chiddush here. So that's what I would think, maybe if you nener from mila, you have a chiyiv korban even b'mezid, Talmudayim no b'shkoga only b'shoygin not b'mezid. The Yomalei answered back to Nuach Daitcha like a yashker to Yodas Shanachti of Daiti. You made me calm. You calmed me down. Like he answered very good for me. The Yomalei answered back. No, my nichusa. What did I answer so good? The Rabbi of Rosh Hashish Shodu Beinaga. They both threw a hatchet here and chopped off my terrace. My terrace is no good. Why man shamedle? Who's the one? Who do you hear from? The Yomah that says, "Hezid b'mila b'misa." Who's the one that says, "If you nena b'mila, you b'mezid, you chayiv misa"? Rebbe goes according to Rebbe. Titania, we learn like this: Hezid b'mila. Somebody has an off from hegdish b'mezid. Rebbe yomah b'misa, you chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. The Chachamim are Chachamim to say no. The Yazor, it's only allowed if you have takeout enjoyment from hegdish b'mezid. You're only over allowed, not misa. Now, my time of the Rebbe, what's Rebbe Yisroel to say Yechayiv Misa? Omer Rebbe Avuah, Goma Chet Chet Mitruma. He has a Gzera Shoma from Truma. It says Chator by Truma, and it says Chator B'mezit, for B'mila. Just like by Truma, Yechayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, who are then if you nether from Hegdish, Yechayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Now, Ma Truma B'misa, Afmila B'misa. Umino, and learn out the same way backwards. Ma Truma B'kezayis. When are you chayiv misa if you eat truma? If you eat a kezayis of truma, there's a chura af mila, the same halach as by mila, the kezayis. Only if you eat a kezayis of mila would you be chayiv misa. Ma'ashen came less than a kezayis, there wouldn't be any chayiv misa. So mila, it's opgeschlagen, it's opshat here. His opshat is that mila, even less than a kezayis, you chayiv misa. But no, Rebbe is the one that says you chayiv misa. He only learns it out from truma, and truma need a kezayis. So Pshita Yoni Chayiv Misa Vidi Kezayis of Mila. Umaskavu of Rapop answered back like this. Now this is the Raya Rapop was Chayzer. Rapop answered back like this. Me my, the Rebbe, Karabonin Srule, what's the Raya Rebbe holds like the Rabbonin? Dilma Kabashol Srule. Maybe Rebbe holds like Abashoyal. That what? That even by Truma the Omar, Yeshba Shava Pruta, as long as you read it, Shava Pruta's worth of Truma, Alpha God less for Kezayis. Even though there's no Kezayis. Still you chayiv by truma. So mela by mila, you'd also be chayiv misa, even with a shava prutas worth, without a kezayis. That's what Rapapu answered back. Ay, but Rapapu the Yoma. Rapapu was the one that said before, the Yoma, the Abishol Tati Boi. Rapapu said that Abishol Gufa needs two things. He needs a shava pruta and a kezayis. So how could you say now that Rebbe holds like Abishol, that just with a shava pruta alone you chayiv misa, even without a kezayis? And Lishvamina Hodabei. It's a Raya Rapapa was Chayzer. And the Papa holds even according to Abishoyal, you only need Davka Shava Pruta, even though it's not worse, it's not a Kezayis. So therefore it's good here, the Sprite of them, that Rebbe holds Yechayiv Misa goes according to Abishoyal. That's what the Tani answered back. Maybe no. Maybe I would think if you're Moyal, then Mezid, maybe after being a Korban. I other Chiyuvim Yepoter, because other Chiyuvim Yafi the Kezayis. But by Mila, just by eating a Shava Pruta's worth, also Yechayim. Because Rebbe learns out from Truma, and he yells like Abishoyal, that a Shava Pruta's worth is enough. That's why in the Pasek, the Chote B'Shkogam, that no, but Mila, you only Yechayim a Korban B'Shoigig, and not the Mezid. So So now it's a raya clearly, Rav Papa was chayzen. All right, we'll stop here.